You are listening to Cristo the Rock, KWRD 100.7 FM, The Word. Está escuchando a Cristo the Rock, KWRD 100.7 FM, The Word. Bienvenidos a todos radio oyentes de Cristo the Rock, su programa radial. Estamos aquí por primera vez. Está escuchando usted el comienzo del programa más nuevo en la radio cristiana y, por supuesto, en su idioma, el español. You are listening to Cristo the Rock, one of the newest bilingual Christian radio programs. Es originariamente desde Wisconsin. Ha llegado a Irving, Texas. Esta noche, este sábado noche, mientras que usted quizás va conduciendo en su automóvil, quizás está en casita o en su trabajo, escuchándonos a Cristo the Rock, The Word. Queremos en este momento hacer una oración. Padre Celestial, te queremos adorar esta noche, Padre Celestial. Te queremos dar toda la honra y toda la gloria, Señor, a ti. Te pedimos tu bendición y que nos uses aquí en este programa radial de Cristo the Rock. Te lo dedicamos a ti, Padre Celestial. Te pedimos que los aires, Padre Celestial, sean para ti, para tu honra y para tu gloria, Señor. En tu santo nombre, Padre, te pedimos bendición sobre cada una de mis hermanas aquí, que estamos aquí en el programa de Cristo the Rock. Te lo entregamos totalmente a ti. Amén, amén. I would like to introduce our first person that's in the Cristo the Rock. This is Norma Peters. Would you say hello, Norma, and tell us a little bit about your ministry?
Hi, welcome to our program today, and my name is Norma Peters, and I'm with Women of Destiny, Impacting the Generations. Yo creo que este ministerio que Dios está haciendo es para impactar las generaciones. If we can impact one of them out there, we can truly bring out the Word of God to them and the love of Christ. So that's something that I'm doing in the community of Oak Cliff, en la comunidad de Oak Cliff en este tiempo.
And we also have DJ Cloud.
Hi, I'm Claudia, for those of you who don't know me. And I don't have a specific ministry except I'm with Jesus. And I just have a verse here. He who receives me receives him who sent me, Matthew 10:40. I believe we're talking about the subject of faith, so that's just kind of my introduction.
That's right. Our subject today is faith. That's what we'll be speaking about. And we would like for you to just to give us a few minutes and continue to tune in to 100.7 FM here in straight from Dallas, Texas. We are excited. You are witnessing the first radio program, which I believe will be one of the best bilingual radio programs that you're going to find anywhere. We also have Susie. Hi, Susie. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. My name is Susie Lee, and I was invited here by Tina, and I am quite excited that I get to sit down on something that's brand new and to be a part at any time of anything that's God promoting. And I am a minister. I minister in word, and I minister in song, and I have a compassion and a heart for God's people. In need or out of need, in joy and pain and sorrow, I just wanted to let any and everybody know that Jesus is the answer, Jesus is the way, and that Jesus is willing and able.
Amen, amen. And we'll also like to hear from Tina Elma Green. Will you please introduce yourself to our audience and tell us a little bit about Cristo the Rock?
Hi there, hola. My name is Tina Elmer Green, and I'm a new Texan. Woohoo!
Yeah.
The Lord has brought me here just a little over a year ago, and he's bringing, Cristo the Rock and Sabor Latino to 100.7 FM. This is our fifth year on radio, and it's really been a blessing that we are now going to offer our Milwaukee listeners a way to still keep up with Sabor Latino and Cristo the Rock by logging onto the website, which is thewordfm.com. For those of you that might be on the road from Dallas and you'd like to still tune in, keep your laptops handy on Saturday evenings for Cristo the Rock, music with a message.
Thank you, Tina. We'd like to personally thank you for the opportunity that you've given us here to be on Cristo the Rock. It's certainly a privilege for us to be here and an honor to teach the word of the Lord on Cristo the Rock.
The glory goes to God.
Amen.
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 Amen. And last but not least, my radio program is called Grief Recovery to the World. As you know, Crystal the Rock is composed of many different ministries. It is actually 12 ministries in increments of three. And so today we have Women of Destiny, which is Norma Peters, and mine is Grief Recovery to the World with your host, Maria Angela Madrid. And our pastor that is not here, there's a pastor in each group. He was not able to make it today, but he will be here next time. And Norma can tell you a little bit about him and his ministry.
Yes, his name is Pastor Guzman, Daniel Guzman. He is a pastor at La Roca in the area of Oak Cliff, Dallas. And he is very excited to be here with us next time around. But I'm really excited about what God is doing in even connecting us and networking in, with one to one another as the body of Christ.
Praise the Lord. And it is time now to listen to our first song. And we hope, certainly hope that you enjoy it.
You are listening to Crystal the Rock, KWRD 100.7 FM, The Word. We just heard Danny Berrios, Alaba a Dios, one of his neat songs. And today our topic will be faith. Vamos a hablar de la fe y cómo el Señor trabaja a través de la fe en estos tiempos, throughout these times, how the Lord works through our faith and through what we know. I wanted to share something that I found that is very neat. Algo que encontré en Hebreos 11:1. That verse to me has been a blessing. When the Lord has done wondrous things and has me walking in faith, that's the verse he takes me back to. Cada vez que el Señor quiere sacarme y hacerme caminar en fe and to start believing in faith, he takes me to this verse, which is Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. Sabemos que ese es el versículo, y tengo un libro aquí de Charles Stanley que quería leer just a little bit about it. There is no clearer explanation of faith in all the scriptures than the one found in Hebrews 11:1. And why? Because it is the assurance of the certain thing that we truly stand for in the faith that we walk on. Es la seguridad de la fe que creemos y a donde nos podemos parar en este momento.
Amén, amén. Hay veces, hermana Norma, que se nos acaba nuestra fe, ¿no? Y tenemos que pedirle al Señor que nos dé más fe, como nos dice en el libro de Lucas, capítulo 17, versículo 5. Le dijeron los apóstoles al Señor, auméntanos la fe. Y a veces tenemos que nosotros pedir eso, porque a veces parece que se nos acaba la fe, ¿no?
Exacto, y aparte yo pienso que también muchas veces, I think a lot of times we confuse our faith into having to make all these rituals and you have to do a bunch of ceremonies in order for people to realize that you have faith, and really the faith is just between you and him, you and God. Es muy simple, es entre tú y Jesús, tú y Dios. Y pienso que tu fe, si tienes una Biblia, la puedes estudiar. If you have a Bible, you can just study. If you have a heart, you can pretty much feel it. You can pray. Si tienes un corazón, lo puedes pedir, puedes rezar. And if you have a mind, then you can just think it. Tenemos el poder de la mente, entonces podemos pensar y podemos crear esa fe sin tener que hacerlo muy complicado.
I'm Susie Lee again, and I feel very privileged to be on the show because I'm the only one here who's not fluent in Spanish, but I am very fluent in faith, and I love chapter 11. I call that the A+ crowd, because if you read it, you'll find out that we never ever excel in anything that we, you know, partake to do without having faith. That's kind of like the staircase to getting where you're going. And it takes faith in God and faith in what he says and faith in knowing who you see and not what you hear in order to go from A to B. And those people all had trials and tribulations. But when they persevered with faith, they were successful.
Amen. I really believe that. Y sí lo creo mucho. When I was growing up, cuando yo estaba creciendo, I remember my dad being a man of faith, mi papá siendo un hombre de fe. Y él, antes de morir, él dijo, yo y mi casa serviremos al Señor. Me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And he did not see us saved until 10 years later, after he passed away. But he died telling us, I will see you in heaven. And that type of faith is the type of faith I believe that we need in these days. Ese es el tipo de fe que tenemos que empezar a caminar en estos días, porque no todo lo que estamos orando lo estamos viendo en este segundo, pero lo veremos.
Amén. Amén. Están escuchando a Crystal the Rock, un nuevo programa bilingüe aquí en su estación dial de 100.7 FM. Bienvenidos a todo radio oyente de Crystal the Rock, su programa bilingüe. Estás escuchando el comienzo del programa de más, que es el programa más nuevo en el área de Dallas. Es un programa cristiano y bilingüe. Y quisiera dejarles saber que usted también nos puede sintonizar por el internet en www.cristotherock.com o www.thewordfm.com.
And you're listening to Crystal the Rock, KWRD 100.7 FM, The Word.
Estamos hablando del tema de fe y vamos a continuar. Vamos a escuchar una canción de Blessed, que se llama Blessed, está en español, de Agnes Day. Vamos a escucharla. Ojalá que le bendiga su alma. Ahorita regresamos. Regresamos en breve aquí en Crystal the Rock 100.7 FM.
Aleluya. Aleluya. Gloria dada al Señor nuestro Rey. Aleluya. Aleluya. Gloria dada al Señor nuestro Rey.
Listening to Cristo the Rock, KWRD 100.7 FM, The Word. And this is Norma Peters, and I want to share a little bit about our ministry that we have, and it's called Women of Destiny, and we're located at 1222 West Keys Boulevard, Dallas, Texas. We also have a TV program on Tuesday nights from 8:30 to 9 on Tele Restauración, Jesucristo mi Refugio. And you can go to jemir.org, J-E-M-I-R.org. And, or you can find us on our website for Women of Destiny 12.net. Or if you want to contact us, you can always email us there.
This is Maria Angela Madrid, and I'm from griefrecoverytotheworld.com. You can view me and you can listen to me live on my web, and also you can write to me if you like at P.O. Box 836-992 Richardson, Texas 75083, and you can find all that information on my web at www.griefrecoverytotheworld.com.
This is Susie, and I'm here live from Cristo de Rock 100.7 FM, and you can reach me at 972-704-8599, Minister of the Word, and in word, and as well singing. Also, I'm a member of the North Church, 1615 West Beltline Road in Carrollton, Texas, 70006, where the pastor is Lawrence Kennedy, co-pastor is Cole Kennedy, ministering on Wednesday nights.
Sintonízanos cada sábado por la noche desde las 10:30 hasta las 12 del medianoche. Usted nos puede mandar mensajes a nuestras páginas o simplemente puede llamar aquí a la emisora de The Word 100.7. We like to thank all of the radio listeners of 100.7 FM, Cristo the Rock. We like to say that we have enjoyed being here. It's been a true pleasure for us to begin the Cristo the Rock bilingual radio program here in Irving, Texas. And we want to invite you to visit us on the web.
www.thewordfm.com or cristotherock.com as well. And for those of you that are listening since earlier, yeah, you might have heard us earlier, starting at 9 o'clock, Sabor Latino Dallas with DJ Chamo, Tina, and myself, and we go on before Cristo the Rock.
We want to thank all the listeners for being with us, and we'd like for you to tune in next Saturday from 10:30 to midnight. We believe that Cristo the Rock will soon be your favorite radio Christian bilingual talk show.
Señor Padre, gracias por unirnos en este día, Señor. Te damos honra y gloria, Señor, por las cosas que estás haciendo, Señor, por las puertas que se han abierto, Señor, porque la puerta que tú abres, nadie la cierra, Señor. Te doy honra y gloria por cada hermana y cada persona que está aquí en este momento, Señor, y que tú toques a las personas que están oyendo y que oirán este programa, Señor, que será para bendición y para alcanzar tu reino, en el nombre de Cristo Todopoderoso. Amén.
El cielo está gris, está cargado de lluvia. La noche es oscura, está llegando a su fin. Aunque todos desmayen, aunque todos teman, yo confiaré. Bueno, es tiempo de sembrar y de cosechar, es tiempo de avanzar, no voy a desmayar, es tiempo de olvidar lo que queda atrás, es tiempo de soñar otra oportunidad, es tiempo de sembrar y de cosechar, es tiempo de avanzar, no voy a desmayar, es tiempo de lo que queda atrás, es tiempo de soñar otra oportunidad. Tus pensamientos son de paz, el fin que espero me darás. Nunca me abandonarás. Es tiempo de sembrar, es tiempo de avanzar, no voy a desmayar, es tiempo de olvidar lo que queda atrás, es tiempo de soñar otra oportunidad, es tiempo de sembrar y de cosechar, es tiempo de avanzar, no voy a desmayar.